I'm joined on the phone today with Sanford Health of Northern Minnesota's Dr. Swank. How's it going today, Doc?
It's going well. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You know, I'm concerned, as I'm sure you are, with the resurgence of COVID in our area. Can you give us a little bit more specifics on the situation here locally?
I can. We are definitely in the state of Minnesota seeing more positivity, more positivity rate for COVID, more hospitalizations because of COVID. And that includes in the Bemidji area as well.
And I know that not every test that is taken is sequenced to figure out what this, if the Delta variant is in this. But what can you tell us? Like, we hear in the media all the time that it's a lot more contagious. It can be more. It might even be more dangerous. Do you have any insight on that?
Yeah, and nationally, about 93% of new COVID infections are coming from the Delta variant. And so I assume that statistic is holding true for our area now as well. To give you an idea about the contagiousness, do you remember way back when we talked about something called R-naught? And R-naught is the number of people you, on average, a person who is infected with a disease will likely give, how many people they will give the disease to.
Right. And like, so I remember, measles is like an R-naught of like 9 or something.
Chickenpox is 9. I think measles is even higher than
Okay.
That. Okay. In the teens. Right. And so influenza has an R-naught of like 1 to 2. And when we were initially talking about COVID, over a year ago, the R-naught was 2 to 3, closer to 2. And with the Delta variant, it is more like 5 to 9.5. So if you have COVID and all of the people around you do not have antibodies, so haven't been infected and haven't had the vaccine, you would expect that you would spread it to 5 to 9 people.
All right. And, we hear, especially with that whole thing in Cape Cod or wherever, about breakthrough cases and outbreaks among vaccinated people. How concerned should we really be? I know it's like less than 1% of Minnesotans who've been vaccinated have had a breakthrough case. Have you seen any breakthrough cases in our area?
We have, and we will expect breakthrough cases. But the vaccines are very effective against severe disease, hospitalization, and death. And so to give you an idea, there have been about 164 million fully vaccinated people in the United States, and only 7,525 patients with COVID who were fully vaccinated with COVID-19 had breakthrough infections that were hospitalized or died in the U.S. through August 2nd. So that is less than 1% that have a breakthrough infection that causes them to have severe illness requiring hospitalization or resulting in death.
And that's nationwide?
Nationwide.
Okay.
And we're seeing similar, I don't have specific numbers for you here, but we are seeing the vast majority in Minnesota of the people that are hospitalized have not been fully vaccinated.
So I imagine vaccines are still widely available across Sanford Health of Northern Minnesota, too?
Widely available, and I just really encourage people to look at the reasons that they haven't been vaccinated and see if those still hold true, because we do need to get to a higher level of herd immunity when the variant is contagious as Delta is. And so I think originally we wanted to get more in that 65% range, feeling pretty comfortable that once we got to 65%, that it would be hard for the infection, the virus, to swirl around in our community. With this Delta variant, we have to be higher probably than 80, 85%.
Wow, and I've been keeping an eye on our county, at least, vaccination rate. It's about, well, the whole population, not so great, but I always get kind of confused when they 18 plus who've been fully vaccinated, 12 plus, it kind of gets confusing.
It does. We definitely, in the 65 and older crowd, have been much higher vaccination rates, so in that 80 to 85% rate, which is wonderful, and we're noticing that. We're definitely seeing our numbers of people that are sick or hospitalized. If they've been vaccinated, they're not in that age range, which is good. Those were the people that we knew that would be most affected by the virus. But there still is a risk of breakthrough. And the other difficult part of the Delta variant, the part that makes it so contagious, is that it replicates in the nose a lot better and faster. And so you get more virus in your nose. The more virus you have in the nose, the easier it is to spread it to other people.
Right, and it sounds like masks might be making a comeback in our schools, perhaps. Do you have any recommendations for parents as they get ready to send their kids back to school?
You know, my recommendation is if you're 12 or older, that you be vaccinated. It really is important to be able to decrease the viral the ability for the virus to swirl around in our schools. You know, masking, we know that masking does work. We showed it last year when not only did we see fewer COVID cases and people that were routinely masked, but we hardly saw any influenza or RSV. And those are viruses that typically swirl around in our communities every year. And so I think the social distancing and the masking did help with that. It's a hard one. I want the kids back in school, and so I want to do whatever we can to make sure that kids can get the education that they deserve and be able to play in the sports that they want to and all of the activities. We all want to see that.
All right. Well, is there anything else about the Delta variant, COVID-19 vaccines, COVID in general, you wanted to mention before we wrap it up today?
Again, I think look at your family members and your friends who haven't been vaccinated. Have conversations about the why of not being vaccinated. The vaccine is definitely proven to be effective, especially in reducing the hospitalizations and death. And I think we are definitely seeing cases in younger and younger people, including kids. And so we need to make sure that the people around the children are vaccinated as well, again, so that we can have school and have normality back in our lives.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Swank, for taking the time out of what I'm sure is a very busy schedule to chat with us today. I'm sure we'll touch base again soon.